Hey guys, this is the captain's log. My goodness, Nicole Byers here.
Hi, hi, hi.
I'm backing up, so hold on, I gotta do this. Don't look at my bald spot in the back of my head either when I turn around.
You didn't turn around.
I was looking at the camera.
You don't have to turn around.
Did you see me go live? I want Nicole to share this right now on hers and tell everyone how wild and crazy it is on the captain's log. We're in Fort Myers. We're heading to Estero in Bonita, and then we're going back to Naples because we're at Off the Hook Comedy Club.
It doesn't say that you're live.
It doesn't?
I don't think so.
We're trying to... Okay.
Oh, there it is. Okay, share.
You can share it. Yes?
Share. Copy link or share?
You can share it now. Just hit share and share to your page.
Share to a page.
To your own page.
Ah, there we go.
Are you sharing?
Okay.
Hey, everybody. So, hi, Vanessa.
Hi, Vanessa.
Yeah, she's awesome.
She says good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, too. Okay, I'm trying to...
It's complicated.
Everything is very hard.
Don't worry. I'll take the wheel. I'm the captain.
I'm trying to tag Off the Hook Comedy Club so people know...
That you're in Naples?
Yeah.
We're going to have fun.
This is very hard. So, but I look fabulous.
You look amazing. You really do. Is this a date? Are we on a date?
I guess so.
Oh my god. I'm sorry, ladies.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Dating. Me and Nicole are dating, and that's just the way it is.
Yeah. If I do Off the Hook Comedy Club?
Yeah. Does it show up?
No.
We're going to get going, guys, here in a minute. We're getting there. We're walking the plank on the way to the captain's line.
Off the Hook Comedy Showcase?
No, that's not me. That's an imposter.
Oh my God. Okay,
son of a bitch, imposters.
Off the Hook
Comedy Club. How do you like the new location of the cameras? Do you guys like them? Because before, I was on the side, and everyone thought I was driving like some kind of European car. So now I go full on frontal, right in the front. I'm right on you.
Do you people like it?
Yeah.
Let's see. Somebody is watching. Bring them on camera.
You could hit. I can hit that, and they can like be in the little corner. I don't do that.
Oh.
But so far.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Do you guys like my sunglasses?
Did you get those just for Florida?
No.
You rock those all the time?
Yeah, I love them.
They're sexy.
They're kind of like granny glasses.
I like your glasses. I like your nails.
Yes, my nails.
Look at those things, huh?
They're not claws, but they're pretty long.
But I like the color because it's
thank
like...
Thank you. They're matte.
They're matte finish, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I gotta get them done. They're getting a little wonky. Let's see. Hey, girl, hey. Hey, girl, hey. Alva. Oh, Vanessa likes my nails. Thank you, Vanessa. Or my sunglasses. Vanessa likes everything about me. Vanessa, I'm off around.
Vanessa's coming. I think she's coming to the show, too.
Yeah, Vanessa, come.
So, there's going to be a lot of people. Two shows tonight, 7 and 9.
7 and 9 p.m.
And then two shows on Saturday,
yes,
7 and 9.
7 and 9.
That are getting really busy. And then you leave me on Sunday. What's up with that? Why can't you be here on Sunday?
I gotta go back to L.A. I gotta shoot more episodes of Nailed It on Netflix. You can watch me do that.
When you get back to L.A.
And you're Aaron.
And you do your Nailed It show, you're gonna tell them that you're on the captain's log?
I mean, it'll never come up.
What do you mean it's not gonna come up? You have to bring it up.
It will never come up. It's a baking competition. So I can't just be like, show me your cakes. I was on the captain's log.
You should say, like, you should bring it up though, because then, like, you know, it'll be.
I'm trying to make sure that this posted.
Did it?
I don't know.
Let's see if we got on there. Hey, is anybody watching this on Nicole's feed right now?
Oh, yes, it is.
It is. Okay. So you guys are watching it on Nicole's feed.
And it's very funny to watch it on my phone because I'm on my phone.
You are watching it on your phone.
Okay, now it's all figured out. I get
it. They watched season 1 5 times.
Oh, thank you.
Aaron.
Thank you, Aaron. I very much appreciate that.
I need to do
Keeps
this.
Me look, employed.
Oh, that's the look I'm looking for right there.
Oh, wait, what if I do
Yeah,
that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, it's good. It's good.
I kind of like...
You kind of like the glam?
I like that. Yeah, I like the light coming at me.
Well,
but you get blown out because you don't got no melanin.
It's too much.
Let's see. Nicole Reed. Yes. Yes, what, Nicole? Also, this lipstick looks pretty good. I got it at CVS last night.
You're getting all the love with sunglasses. Let me see. I put some different ones on.
She yells, nailed it for everything. No, I don't. Oh, who does? Let's see. What happened to your Facebook show? I don't
know. What's up, Bears?
We're waiting to see if it gets renewed or not. That's TV for you. Sometimes they just leave you in limbo for a very long time, which is upsetting. Got it, Captain.
Who's
Hope
that?
All is well. That's Paris Jenkins.
Yeah. What's happening?
Oh, Erin says my daughter. She says nailed it all the time. It's so funny that children like me because I'm pretty raunchy.
Are you dirty on stage? Let's tell everyone. Be honest.
Yeah, I mean, if you're coming and you are a fan of Nailed It, my show is nothing like Nailed It. It's very much, it's pretty raunchy.
Talking
it's kind of
dirty.
Talking
about you getting nailed?
I talk about sex. I talk about my life. And I say the F word a lot. I say fuck a lot. I don't know. I don't know if I'm allowed. Can I curse on here?
No, this is Facebook. You're not allowed to.
I mean.
I'm just kidding.
It could be true. I don't know.
No, it's good.
Also, at the radio
station.
But it
is a family show.
I didn't know if I was allowed to curse or not.
You can't curse on the radio.
Why didn't I know?
But they say.
Because it was XM, right?
No.
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 Oh,
this is
good. Okay.
Terrestrial radio.
Okay, good. I'm glad I didn't curse.
Yeah, definitely.
It was very hard. I was like, oh no, how do I say this word without. Because I was going to say I like big dicks. But then I was like, I like big penises.
Correct.
Kids and I watch your Facebook show. Oh, yay! Oh, the kids and I watch Nailed It. Myself watch your Facebook show. Thank you, whoever that is. I can't see your name.
Your Facebook show is not clean, I'm assuming.
No. No, my Facebook show is not clean.
I saw a few little...
Yeah, Lucy's exactly, Nicole. Not clean at all. It wouldn't be true to me if it was clean.
Yeah. So what are you looking forward to doing? You're only here a short time.
Yeah, when I'm on the road, I'm only in cities for like 3 days max.
Yeah.
But my opener, this guy Gary, who's great, he said he's gonna take me jet skiing tomorrow.
That's awesome.
And ooh, baby, I love jet skis. I love wearing a bikini. I love getting on a jet ski. It is my favorite thing.
What color bikini are you gonna wear?
This one I have with me is white with a. Rainbow butterflies on it. It's real 90s.
Can we get pictures?
Yeah, I'll post pictures of it.
Pictures coming your way.
I post pictures on my Instagram. If you want to find the pictures, you can use the hashtag #VeryFatVeryBrave. because people like to comment on my pictures. You're so brave! And I'm like, truly, for living my life, it's not bravery.
It's just the thing.
Yeah, but I guess, like, fat women have been told their whole lives, you better cover up. People will vomit if they see your skin.
Not at all.
I don't give a shit.
I would never say that.
Thank you.
That would wreck our first date.
It really would. I would be floored.
That would not be good.
No, let's see.
I'd have zero chance of second date.
When are you going to be on Wendy again? That's an excellent... I don't know. I'll be on Wendy again when I have something big to promote. Netflix. I don't think they have me doing very much promo. Let's see. I wish I left my fat body like you. I don't know who wrote that, but you don't have to wish. You can. Look in the mirror every single day.
Yeah, just
touch
get it
your
out
little
there.
Fat rolls and just go, these fat rolls are good rolls. I love them. And then you'll say it enough and then you'll actually believe it. That's my advice to you.
You have to love yourself before you can love someone else.
Yes, can I get an amen? That's a quote from RuPaul. Did you know you were quoting RuPaul?
No, I did not.
That's what RuPaul says at the end of a RuPaul's Drag Race.
I need RuPaul on the Captain's Log.
Let's see. What up, B? That's for you,
That's
Paul.
A hometown hero right there, Paul Doucette. All
the
way
so
from Wakefield, Massachusetts.
Tomorrow. Finally a night away from my kids. I'm not a kid person.
Are you going to have kids?
No, are you kidding? No.
Never?
I do not want kids. The only way I would have a kid is if I had so much money someone else could raise it. And I could dip it and be like, I'm your mother. And they're like, oh, nice to meet you. And then I dip out.
You just make a guest appearance?
Yeah, I don't... Somebody depending on me is a lot of pressure. And I think people have kids without fully understanding and realizing that.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
You have kids. You have two?
Yeah. It's a lot of work.
How old are they?
Oh, my God. My daughter's 11, going to be 21 next week. And my son is 12.
Okay.
And thank God he plays baseball and likes video games because he's a lot more low maintenance.
Oh, okay.
My daughter's like, oh, I have to rush home right now after this. I have to put my work aside because I have to go home to send her, give her some money so she can go out with her friend to the mall.
Yeah, that's
She's been texting me, Dad, are you definitely going to be here at 11 o'clock? I need money. We're leaving at 11:30. Just make sure. I'm like, yes, Brianna, I have to be there. I will be there. She says, you're the best dad ever. I said, I'm the only dad.
Yeah, truly.
You don't have another one.
Yeah, I can't. That's a lot of, like, you gotta drive them everywhere because they can't drive nowhere.
Nope.
They
want to drive.
It's not for me.
She's ready to go right now.
Oh, I was ready to go. I was an awful kid.
You were?
Oh, I was the worst. I used to make my own permission slips for my dad to sign so I could go into the city because I lived in Jersey.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he was just like, I don't know. He's signing things away. I'd be like, I need cash and not a check because they're not taking checks no more. And it was like, I don't take checks. Like, you have to, like, I was awful. And then I wanted a pool really bad. And my mother was like, we'll never get a pool, Nicole. And I was like, why? And she said, because I would say, you can't go swimming alone. And you would just line up your stuffed animals and say, I'm not alone. And I was like, you got me. I would absolutely do that. I was just bad. Good morning, Diane.
Hi, Diane Ward. Big fan of the comedy club, Diane Ward. She comes all the time.
Oh, nice. Diane, will you come see me?
Yes, I'm sure she's
Alfred
coming.
Said, I love you, Nicole. Thank you, Alfred. I love you.
Weather's great today. It's been raining for like 10 days.
A little humid for my taste.
Really?
Just a little. Well, LA is a very dry heat.
Yeah.
So.
They say dry and then your ass is sweating like crazy. There's nothing dry about that.
Yeah. I guess you do get a little swamp ass there.
Yeah.
But I do think dry heat, I think there is something to it. Because I'm not uncomfortable in LA when it's super hot. But also I have a pool, so I get in it. Yeah.
Do you have a jacuzzi?
Yeah.
Do you keep it heated or unheated?
I only heat my pool if I know I'm going to get into it because it is so expensive.
It's so much.
It is so much money and I am cheap. I'm a cheap lady.
Are you?
Yes.
You seem very high maintenance.
No, I'm so cheap. Truly, I bought a house and my only expense is my mortgage. Because here's the thing. They don't make designer clothes in my size. So, like, I don't have to spend money on it. I'm, like, head to toe in Target at all times. And then for a while, I was buying these expensive bags, and I was like, you can't be the bitch with, a beautiful bag and a Target outfit. So I was like, fuck it all. I'll buy a house.
That's
how I spend my money. Oh, and wigs. I love wigs.
What? This is a wig?
Are you kidding me? White people are dumb.
Yeah, white people. It's a white person thing.
You can look at it's a bad wig at that.
Really?
It's a travel wig, yeah.
Oh, I was thinking.
I have beautiful wigs at home that are like beautiful and like handmade.
I should get a wig. Should I get a wig?
Why?
I'm losing my hair.
Get a hair transplant or like a toupee.
Again?
You got hair transplants
once,
before?
Once, years ago.
Did they not take?
Yeah, no, they did. That's all that's left.
You have hair.
Yeah, I could get more.
Well, it's because it's a wig. Plop it on, plop it off. Target's the best. I live there. Stormy, you gotta find an apartment. You can't live at Target. Stormy Bowen.
Hold on, I have to turn.
Wakefield, MA, Massachusetts?
Yeah. Who's that? Who was it?
Oh, I don't remember. I can't. I don't know.
Who just said Wakefield, Mass in the house? What's up? What's up?
He's from Boston.
Yeah, that's my hometown.
Oh, Wakefield is your hometown?
Yeah, that's a hometown hero right there. I don't know who was it.
Ooh, Applebee's. I love Applebee's.
What's your favorite chain restaurant?
My favorite chain would have to be Red Lobster.
Red Lobster. There's one right near you.
Ooh, I love a Red Lobster. I love those Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Get in my belly.
I would suck so many dicks for Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Oh, my God.
And I understand they're free. That is how much I love them. And then I really love Applebee's, but they discontinued my favorite dessert. This is the fattest conversation. But they had this thing called an apple chimney cheesecake, which was cheesecake put in a tortilla, and then they deep fry it, and then they put ice cream on top, and it's so good, and they discontinued it. But I feel like if I keep talking about it, maybe they'll bring it back.
Yeah, bring it back.
And then I really like Chili's. They also discontinued what I liked. I liked a chicken Caesar pita, so it was just like a Caesar salad with chicken and a pita, and it was just like delicious. Michael said, uh-huh. He's probably laughing because he's like,
he's making biscuits right
now. This big bitch is just sitting here being like, I love food. And it's like, it's not a surprise. But hey, talk about what you love. That's what I say.
So,
what's your favorite chain?
My favorite chain is, that's a good damn question.
Yeah.
I don't really have a favorite chain, but I do like, I like the Cheesecake Factory.
Mm-hmm.
I like Cheesecake Factory. And then I like, what the hell, Pamonte's, Pamonte Brothers, like I like their sandwiches. You see them on the Food Network. That's a good, there's probably like 10 or 20 of those.
Oh, okay.
And then I like,
Linda says, hi Nicole, I love food too. Yes, Linda.
Yeah. I eat all the time.
Yeah.
Like all the time.
I mean, you have to, you gotta fuel, it fuels your body.
I eat sushi like three days a week, 4 days a week.
I'm not a sushi person.
I was thinking that.
The texture of it. It feels slimy. I will eat a cucumber avocado roll, which is not sushi.
Hi, Jess. Food is life.
Hello, Jessica.
Jess was thirsty Thursday yesterday, and everyone was drinking the juice, apparently. That was her post.
Oh.
It was very cute. It was a cute post.
Oh, nice, nice, nice.
Yes, on her Instagram.
Oh, thirsty Thursday.
In her bikini. She was very thirsty.
Oh, these are nice houses.
You should see some lights.
They're very close together, though.
Yeah, that's like a probably like a little gated community, like kind of thing. So they do that, but you should see some of the houses that are.
They're insane.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to see like a. I wonder how much those houses cost.
Probably like a half a million.
So interesting.
Probably like $450 to $650.
See, that's nuts. That's a huge house for half a million.
It is
half a million in LA. You get a one bedroom apartment, if that.
Right, but that's. Probably, you know, not like, it's not like an ideal spot right there. Like, it's kind of like not an ideal spot.
I guess it's just right off the highway.
But those aren't that big. That was probably like 2,000 square feet.
That is big.
Yeah, maybe.
For like LA, that is so big.
Yeah.
My house is only 3,600 square feet.
Well, that's big.
It's pretty big.
Yeah. It's like just it. You? Is it just you? No.
No. A male friend lives with me.
What's his name?
John.
John, let's Google him. Google him, guys. Google.
John Milheiser.
Google who her...
He is...
Is he a live-in boyfriend?
No. He's a very gay man.
Oh, he's very gay.
Okay. He's very gay. He is the sweetest. He's so sweet. Bree, are you in Naples?
Naples.
See really nice houses in Naples.
Yeah, I'm in Naples. Right now we're in Estero, going to Beasley Broadcasting because we're going to do a couple more radio shows, bang that out. And then Nicole's going to go home and take a rest and nap because she got in yesterday at like 4 o'clock, hit the ground running, went right to the hotel, dropped her bags, went right to the club, did a show. Went to bed, and I picked you up at 6:20.
6:20 in the morning.
Yeah.
I feel insane. So. But I've had coffee, so I feel okay.
You've been very awake, though.
It's my job.
Yeah. Because, sometimes the comics just sleep.
Oh, really?
Sometimes.
I can't. I can't do that.
Yeah.
I'm a workhorse. I sleep when I'll have, like, 3 days in a row where I don't have anything to do. That I'll sleep then.
Okay.
But, if I'm working, I'm working.
I went to Dunkin' Donuts this morning. Free donuts today.
It was very nice of you.
If you guys haven't checked it out yet, it's free donut day at Dunkin' Donuts.
You look awesome. Me, Linda? Who looks awesome, Linda? The curls are falling out of this side.
It's gotta be you.
I didn't do a good job. I woke up kind of late.
The wig thing is amazing, though. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. If you just look at my Instagram, my hair is constantly different.
So, what do you have, like, underneath?
My hair.
And then you just put that on top.
Yeah.
I know nothing about the wig game.
Okay. I'll braid my hair down.
Okay.
So it's as flat as possible so it doesn't look humpy.
Okay.
And then I'll put a wig cap on, and then I'll put the wig on, and then I'll curl it. And then if I need to cut it, I'll cut it.
I'm interested in this.
Yeah. Wigs are fun. Wigs are easy to just change your look.
Yeah.
So some days I'll have purple hair, some days I'll have blonde hair, some days I'll be a brunette, some days I'll have black hair, some days I'll be short, some days I'll be long. I love it.
All right, guys, we're pulling in. Oh, we're going to find a spot here. The Captain's Log's coming to an end, but Nicole is here tonight and tomorrow.
Yes, 7 p.m. and 9 p.m.
at Off the Hook Comedy Club, Naples. If you guys want to get tickets, go to offthehookcomedy.com.
Or you can go to my website, NicoleBeyerWasTaken.com, because Nicole Beyer was taken. And so that's why I named my website that.
And tune in next week. We got a couple shows coming on the Captain's Log. Love you guys. See us again.
I need to be about that wig life. You should be. Bye-bye.